This is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Nativity. Now the birth of Jesus Christ happened in this wise. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wishing to expose her to reproach, was minded to send her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying,
"Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins."
Now it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of the whole world forthwith. And this first took place when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
Hearkee, hearkee! Listen to me forthwith!
What now?
What fool's message does he carry this time?
To the people of Nazareth, in the province of Syria, be it known that His Imperial Highness Caesar Augustus, King of the Romans and Emperor of the world, may his name be everywhere glorified, hath been pleased to issue the following decree. The decree! All those of his subjects, be they men, women, or children who are at present residing in this district, are to proceed. You there with that hammer, stop that! Stop that noise at once! What is your name?
They call me Joseph. Joseph the carpenter.
Well, Joseph, save your hammering for another time, and listen to the decree forthwith.
I am listening, sire, but I must earn my living meanwhile. I am a poor man, and time is short.
Stop it, I say, at once! So you must earn your living, eh? I fear it will be at least a fortnight before you work again. Now, all of you, give strict attention to the remainder of this decree. Those residing in this district are to proceed immediately, each to the city of his fathers, that they may be there enrolled and registered in accordance with His Majesty's wishes.
Register? What for?
Quiet! Quiet! Certain exemptions, in the case of the aged or the infirm, to be made at the discretion of His Excellency the Governor, will be considered tomorrow morning at his palace. All others must forthwith comply with His Majesty's decree under threat of heavy penalties. By order of Cyrenius, governor of Syria. That is all.
His Majesty's wishes. What does he think we are, sheep, to be herded down the hillside for branding?
Or shearing, more likely. It's some new tax he wants to put on us, that's what it is. Already we have the land tax, and Lord knows how many others.
Women and children, too, he said. A bad time of the year to pick. With my husband gone south 4 days with a caravan, how am I to manage 5 children and drive a wagon to my hometown?
What about me? I'm a farmer. How can I spare the time for a fortnight's journeying? It'll be plowing time shortly. Oh, the world's going mad, that's what.
And you, Joseph. It'll be hard on you with your new shop almost built.
Yes, that is so. And my wife, Mary, it will be a difficult trip for her. Bethlehem, the city of my fathers, is 3 days' journey.
Ah, those Romans. What do they care about women or babies?
We must have someone to lead us against these tyrants. A deliverer, a fighter, a military leader.
Careful, friend. Caesar has many ears.
Joseph, come yonder here. I would speak with you.
Why, it's you, Ezra. Certainly, at once. What is it?
Joseph, my friend, I will register for you. You do not have to go to Bethlehem. It is easily arranged.
What?
Yes, you can stay home here at your work.
What do you mean?
Oh, don't you see? I will go to Bethlehem in your place. That is, of course, for a price. A few gold pieces will take care of it.
Oh, I see.
We must thwart these Romans in every way we can.
There are ways and ways.
Oh, but your wife, she must not travel. She's frail and fatigued.
I am worried about her, but...
Do not worry, Joseph. I am stronger than you think.
Mary, I did not see you.
Well, good day. I will be going now. Think it over. Good day.
Good day, Ezra.
Joseph, do not be afraid. I know about the trip to Bethlehem.
But it is 75 miles, Mary. And I would not wish you to go. Perhaps we can get an official dispensation for you.
Never mind. We are going, Joseph. It is the will of God. We are going.
And all went to be enrolled, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered together with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child.
Are you tired, my dear Mary?
Why should I be tired, my husband? It is I who am riding while you walk on the dusty road pulling the bridle. It is I who should ask if you are not tired.
A little, I admit. These 3 days have been long.
But surely we'll be in Bethlehem by nightfall. Then we can get room at the inn.
That we are both looking forward to. Mary, you are wonderful. You sit there on that little donkey like a queen. And the smile always on your face. But you are pale, my beloved. And there is a glow in your eyes that almost frightens me. And you must be tired, very tired. I saw your head nodding a while back. You have been missing all the scenery.
Scenery, Joseph?
You slept all the way through the Valley of Tears, and Bethel as well. You remember the story of Jacob and the golden calf. And it was in Bethel, too, that Amos the prophet told of the coming of the Messiah.
Yes. Yes, I remember, Joseph.
I wonder who this would be coming up behind us. Why, it looks like Ezra.
Now, do not let him turn your head.
Why, hello, Joseph, and you, Mary. Will you not change your minds? It's a dusty trip, and it's not too late to have me enrolled in your place.
No, Ezra, be gone with you.
Oh, very well. It's on your head. Bethlehem will be crowded if this traffic is any indication, and you will be lucky to find a room at the inn. Most lucky.
What he says may be true, Mary. About room, I mean. And everyone on the road seems to be passing us. Surely we will be the last ones to reach Bethlehem.
It will be all right, Joseph. I am certain.
Now, who is this coming behind us?
Why, it's a whole caravan. Look at the speed those camels can travel.
They're being whipped.
And the horses.
Well, they needn't take the whole road. Look out, Mary. Watch the donkey. Hold the rein tight.
Hey, you two, make room. Make way for Aaron the merchant. My camels need room. We're businessmen with important merchandise, spices and oils and rugs. And who are you? Oh, yes, now I see. The carpenter, the lowly carpenter, bound for his hometown to register like a dutiful, docile citizen. Off the road, carpenter. I must get to Bethlehem. We're coming through.
Here, resting by the side of the road. Do you think they're all right?
Well, let us see, Martha. Oh, there, boy, oh.
Look, there's a young girl and her father. How lovely she is in her sleep.
Did you say father? Why, that's her husband. It is Joseph and Mary of Nazareth. I've known them distantly. He's a carpenter. Quiet sort of man, but able and strong.
The girl's face. Have you noticed? Her eyes. They're open now. Large and deep they are. The strange sort of light shining in them. As if she had all the happiness of the world in her heart. And all the sorrow. She is, I think, with child.
Well, we must not stand around looking at dozing couples. Up on the cart with you now. We'll get going. Bethlehem is still beyond the horizon, and it's getting close to sunset.
Wait a minute. Could we not give them a lift?
But there is no room for two more.
They look so tired. All the way from Nazareth by foot and donkey. They must be going for the enrollment like us. Look, they're awake now.
Oh. Ah, there, Joseph. This is Benjamin, the bootmaker. You remember me?
Of course, of course.
My wife and I were thinking, well, we've room for one more in our cart. That is, if your wife would like to ride with us.
Mary, these kind people offer you a ride, and I will walk.
No use, Martha. You see, she only smiles and shakes her head.
I see, Benjamin. They won't be separated.
No. No, we must stay together now. It is better.
Well, come, Martha. It's late and the traffic is still heavy. Goodbye, Joseph and Mary.
Benjamin, there is something you could do for us if you would.
Certainly, Joseph.
Please reserve room for my wife and me at the main inn. We shall be very tired and the room is necessary.
Yes, of course. Get up. Get up. Goodbye, Joseph and Mary.
At last. There it is, Mary. Over there, beyond the horizon.
Bethlehem. Oh, praise God.
Yes, Mary. The city of my forefathers.
Does it not look beautiful in the setting sun? The rays of the sun on the white roofs. And all that green, the fig trees and the olive groves.
A woman would notice those things.
Ah, there is a sight for a carpenter. Notice those lovely oak trees and poplars. As far as the eye can see.
From trees like that, I shall someday build you a magnificent house with a garden.
But we have a house, Joseph.
That is so, but with a child coming. Mary, are you all right? Hold on to me with your free hand. We shall soon be there. We shall soon be at the inn. Yes, we shall soon be.
Good evening, sir and madam. Good evening. I am Urias, the keeper of this inn.
And I am Benjamin, the bootmaker, all the way from Shiloh. And my wife, Martha.
I knew you were strangers. Make yourself at home.
You do have accommodations left?
Well, just in time. Everything is about gone, but I think we can manage.
It's splendid. We had heard you might be full.
Well, these are busy days with the caravans passing through, and now this census that the madman in Rome is fostering. Oh, but perhaps I shouldn't talk so loud. One never knows. Even you might be a spy.
Hardly likely. Just a vassal like yourself. But one hardly dares disobey. Oh, I'd almost forgotten. We have two friends still on the way. They'll be here any moment. I wonder if you might not reserve room for them.
Well, let me see. Yes, I think so. Why not? Oh, but it's the very last room left. Their names?
Joseph the carpenter from Nazareth and his wife, Mary.
I shall make a note instantly. Do they have money?
Not much, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Not very much.
Oh, here's my wife, Hester.
Good evening to you.
Good evening.
She will show you to your rooms. Good night. Sleep soundly.
Well, thank you. Good night, Uriah.
Good night.
Are you by any chance the keeper of this hostelry?
Not by chance, my friend. By hard work and intelligence. The name is Urias. Good evening.
The same. I am Aaron the merchant. Perhaps you've heard of me.
Indeed, I have. Aaron of Damascus, one of the biggest traders throughout Judea.
Well, then you know me good. I was delayed on the road, and I'm stopping overnight here in Bethlehem, and will need a room for the night.
Most unfortunate. I'm deeply sorry.
What?
Oh, we just rented the last one. I'm holding it for a couple.
Well, surely this cannot be, my friend Urias. I have money. I can pay well.
Well, there are other smaller inns in Bethlehem.
But this is the best. Now, let's be businesslike. I can certainly pay more than this couple, whoever they may be.
Their names are Joseph and Mary. He's a carpenter from Nazareth. I'm holding the room for them.
Surely not. Joseph a carpenter?
Is there something wrong with this carpenter?
No, nothing at all. Outside the fact that he is a carpenter. Now, come, what is your price? After all, you are a businessman, and we businessmen understand each other. Is that not so?
Well, yes, that is true enough. We are most assuredly not in business for our health. That is an interesting collection of coins you have.
10 ducats in your money.
15.
Done. I shall return immediately.
Oh, Esther.
You shouldn't have done that, Urias. It's wrong.
Well, where will Aaron the merchant sleep? He must have a room, too. He's a very important man.
Shh. Here comes a couple now. I wonder if they are...
Greetings to you. I am Joseph of Nazareth.
Oh, so you're Joseph the carpenter?
Yes. My friends Benjamin and Martha were to speak to you for a room for my wife and myself.
Yes. Yes, they did.
No, there's been a mistake. I'm sorry. We have no more rooms, none at all. Your friends were too late.
But my wife, she's not well.
I am sorry.
Perhaps you could try the other inns.
We've come a long way already.
There is nothing else to do.
Wait, please. You must be able to do something for us. We cannot sleep on the ground. The winter chill has set in, and even in...
Perhaps if you walked on a little further to the outskirts of the city. Oh, no. Even people with spare rooms in their houses have hired them out.
But you don't understand. My wife is not well. She is with child. It is urgent.
Oh, forgive me. There must be some place where you can... Wait, I'll go find my husband. Take your wife over there by the fire. Urias! Urias! Oh, Urias. One moment. This couple, Joseph and Mary. We must find a place for them at once.
Why must you concern yourself with this carpenter and this wife? Why? Tell me why.
I don't know. There's something about them that... I can't explain it, Urias. And I've just found out that she is with child. She's really only a child herself. Please, Urias.
Well... Try and squeeze them into the kitchen anywhere. It doesn't matter.
But it does matter.
And make it clear we're doing it only as a special favor and that they'll have to pay the full charge in the morning.
They can't sleep in the kitchen. Don't you understand?
What do you expect me to do, build a private room for her?
Perhaps we could let her have ours.
What?
Just for tonight.
Are you mad, woman?
I wouldn't mind sitting up just this once. For them?
Well, I would.
Then perhaps we could let them sleep in the stable.
Stable? Well, who wants to sleep in a stable? Not even a carpenter would do that with the sheep and the cattle.
We could ask them.
All right. You there? The carpenter from Nazareth?
Yes.
I understand that you're badly in need of a place for your wife. I know it's a very anxious time. Went through it myself some months ago. Now, there's a stable of ours just down the road. We keep cattle in it, but it's dry and
warm.
Did
you say a stable?
Yes, but the roof is good and there's plenty of clean straw. What? I know it's very little to offer you, but it's better than nothing. You can have it free.
Free? Well, I don't know about that. I'm a businessman, after all.
Thank you, but I don't know
it. Yes, Joseph. It will do fine. Let us go at once.
Thank you, Urias. We appreciate this warmly.
Strange couple, are they not, Esther?
Strange and glorious. There's something godlike about them.
Godlike? Are you mad, woman? Oh, come, we've wasted enough time as it is. The merchant Aaron will be displeased if his place is not fittingly prepared.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the fields and watching their flocks by night.
Abel, are you awake?
Huh? Oh, it's you, fairies. What do you want?
Listen, you hear that?
Wolves, after the sheep. Quick, where's my knife and my crook?
Wait a moment. It's not wolves, Abel, but the dog is excited. Can you see anything stirring there below?
No, nothing. What makes him bark? Not thieves, or we'd see the sheep moving.
Look, over there on the ridge. He sees something. He's frightened.
I don't like it, Fairies. There's something queer about the way...
Oh, Lord God. Look up at the sky.
The clouds are ablaze with fire. Red, gold, and silver. All the stars like suns. And the heavens opening. God of Abraham, have mercy. Mercy.
Fear not, shepherds. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will.
Glory to God in the highest. Come, Abel, let us go to Bethlehem, the city of David, and see for ourselves this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord hath showed to us through his angels.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. And seeing him, they understood all that had been spoken to them concerning this child. And they all did rejoice together, glorifying and praising the Lord God. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Peace on earth to men of goodwill. Such was the greeting of the angels on that first Christmas night 2,000 years ago. And such is the greeting now to you.